Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. John 14, verse 1, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. I know this is a decidedly shorter set of scriptures than I normally read for our introduction to the lesson, but there's so much here. I'm going to save Jesus's conversation with Philip for next week, and we'll focus mainly upon his conversation with Thomas. We've already seen him communicate, if you will, with Judas as well as with Peter in chapter 13, both of them standing in line for a rebuke. And Thomas, basically, and so will Philip, receive rebukes in a fashion as we continue to study this lesson that Jesus gives to his disciples on his final night with them before his arrest and crucifixion. The title of my lesson is, I Am the Way. I can remember with pride as a first grader being allowed by my mother to walk by myself to school. It was six blocks. We lived in town at that time. And I was allowed to walk those six blocks to school by myself. And it was a straight walk. I mean, literally, it was a straight walk. So when she says, go straight to school and then straight home, she meant it. But I was very proud of myself some 60 years ago when I knew the way. It's nice knowing the way, isn't it? Jesus says simply in verse 6 of this chapter, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Another one of those I am statements that we've seen so often in John. I am identifying him with deity as God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have written on the marquee, got questions? Jesus is the answer, the way, the truth, the life. It's not simply Jesus has the answers. Jesus is the answer. Now, if I was to ask you from Buena Vista, how do I get to Denver? More than likely, you would tell me, if you're starting from Buena Vista, to take 285, to go over Trout Creek, past Fairplay, Kenosha Pass, on in to Denver. You might tell me, however, to go north and go into Denver from I-70. If you were a little cantankerous, you might tell me, well, there's another way. Yes, go over Trout Creek, but don't turn left or go straight after you get over Trout Creek. Go to the east. Go to Colorado Springs and then up I-25. Now, you're already shaking your head. That's no way to go to Denver. Then you have to battle all that traffic on I-25. But there are several ways to get to Denver from here. If you choose, you can choose multiple paths. And we're used to having that kind of ability. Some people intentionally choose the two-lane routes as opposed to the four-lane or bigger. Yet the road to heaven is singular. Written for us by Luke in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 are these words, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There's only one way to heaven. Jesus has declared that, hasn't he? In verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We used to sing a song as teenagers. "There's one way to peace through the power of the cross, and his banner over us is love. There's one way to peace through the power of the cross, and his banner over us is love. There's one way to peace through the power of the cross." One way. It's confirmation, isn't it, of what John had said, that the Savior was coming. And John the Baptist was pointing the way to the Savior. These words are recorded for us in Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. "For this is the one who was referred to by Isaiah," speaking of John the Baptist, the prophet, "when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John was the precursor. He was the announcer. He was the man who went before Christ to prepare the way for him, pointing to what Jesus has just said: "You only get to the Father through me." Jesus had said in Matthew chapter 7 that not only was the way exclusive, it was narrow or difficult. Beginning with verse 13 of Matthew chapter 7, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Only one way to heaven, and it's not an easy route. No, man can't make it on his own. "The gate is narrow and the way is hard, and there are many who will reject leading that kind of life in order to get to heaven." We're a stubborn lot, aren't we? We used to drive cattle, and when we had a herd of cattle with a lead cow that was kind of crazy, we got rid of that lead cow. We had one old Charlotte cow that I remember that she would just throw her head up in the air anytime we tried to steer the herd and run the opposite direction. She always had a following. So it is with man. It's like we get a stiff neck and we just refuse to listen to what God has to say. Jesus understands the nature of mankind. It's a narrow way. It's a straight way. It's definite. It's precise. It's fixed. It's special. Now, it's not a matter of being narrow-minded. No. But focus, understanding who our guide is. Jesus says, "I am the way," exclusively to the Father. Then it's also restricted because it only comes through the blood of Christ. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5 and verse 2, "Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God." Through Christ's blood, we gain access. The Hebrew writer says, beginning with verse 19 of Hebrews 10, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh." Then in verse 22, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with a pure water." Through the blood of Jesus and the watery grave. "For as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Jesus is the way exclusively. There's only one way. It's not an easy route, but a narrow one and difficult. I must be focused upon Him, not easily sidetracked. And it is restricted solely to those in this age who have been baptized into His name for forgiveness of sins. For Jesus alone makes intercession. The Hebrew writer says in chapter 7, verse 25, consequently, He is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Jesus, providing the way, dying in our stead, and then walking with us along that path, if we will but trust Him and allow Him. Turn with me to hymn number 463. 463. Know me, I walk with the Savior each step of the way. I trust Him to guide me by night and by day, not dreading tomorrow, nor what it may bring. I'm safe in the keeping of Jesus the King. Each step of the way, by night and by day, leads nearer the home, eternally fair, where we shall meet loved ones awaiting us there, who walked here with Jesus each step of the way. With joy we shall enter the city up there of wonderful beauty and mansions all fair. His own shall be changed and made like Him that day, because we've walked with Him each step of the way. Each step of the way, by night and by day, leads nearer the home, eternally fair, where we shall meet loved ones awaiting us there, who walked here with Jesus each step of the way. That will be glorious, to meet our loved ones there who have walked in Christ. These disciples, save Judas now because he's been dismissed, have walked with Jesus up until now. And yet we can see the way Jesus has had to speak to them already, first to Judas, then to Peter, now to Thomas, soon to Philip, and then to all of them, of course, that they still struggle with certain concepts. They haven't made the transition yet from an earthly kingdom to a heavenly one. And yet Jesus has told them repeatedly about His approaching death, His burial, His resurrection, and the fact that He is returning to heaven. And it's easy for us to see that because we have all of the gospel revealed to us whenever we first come to know Him. They are growing in the truth. And yet Jesus has told them in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in Him, "If you continue in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." If you continue in My word, you will know the truth. Do you believe that? The world doesn't. Not really. Got questions? Jesus is the answer. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Years ago, not quite as long as when I was walking to grade school, but some 9 years later or so, I can remember a song by a country western singer that had the lyrics in it, "And the lonely voice of youth cry, what is truth?" Did you identify him? That's a quote from the renowned scholar Johnny Cash. Pilate asked that question of Jesus in this same book, and we'll get to it, in John chapter 18, verses 37 and 38. Jesus says, "I bear witness to the truth." And Pilate says, "What is truth?" And I can think of Pilate saying that somewhat with disdain, as if no man can really know what the truth is. And you hear that today. What is truth to you may not be for someone else. That's a lie. When it comes to Jesus, He is the truth. I am. That's a God statement. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And that means an opportunity, yes, to know the truth, but to be free from darkness, from ignorance, yes, from sin and guilt, because in Christ Jesus, when the truth is followed, there are blessings that also come upon us. Truth is found in His Word. If you will continue in My Word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Notice once again the exclusiveness of Christ's teachings. Paul says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5, "The word of truth, the gospel, the good news that man can be forgiven of his sins by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, confessing those sins, repenting of them, being baptized into His name, and be raised to walk a new life." The gospel is the word of truth. Jesus was right, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We can rise above any forces in this life if we have God on our side. Even if we're persecuted to the death, we will rise, won't we? We will rise. What is truth? Oh, Pilate, he's standing right before you, and you missed him. You turned him over to be crucified. I am the way, the truth, and, Jesus says, the life. There is salvation nowhere else. To be outside of Christ is to be still in the grip of Satan. To be beyond eternal life and gripped by eternal death. Once again, Luke says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Jesus has been clear, though somewhat mysterious to His disciples as He's gone along and taught them. They have walked each step of the way with Jesus for over 3 years, and yet here we witness at the final conversation, unfaithfulness, weakness, ignorance, and doubt. It's rather sad, isn't it? Though Jesus has declared to them repeatedly, using that I am statement, and John makes it clear for us to see. He said in chapter 6, verse 35, "I am the bread." Chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light." Chapter 10, verse 7, "I am the door." Verse 11 of chapter 10, "I am the good shepherd." Chapter 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection." Here now in verse 6 of chapter 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In chapter 15 and verse 1, "I am the true vine." I am salvation in no other, because Jesus Himself is the Son of God, dying on our behalf, allowing us to eat of that which is bread indeed, to witness the light and to walk in it, to go through the door, to be shepherded by the good shepherd, to be resurrected to life, to walk in the way and the truth, to be attached to the true vine. He is the new and living way. Once again, this passage in Hebrews chapter 10, listen to verse 20. By the new and living way which He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh. He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Jesus said to those Jews in John chapter 8, verse 31, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. Got questions? Jesus is the answer. There's been a couple of times now that we have seen that Jesus' demeanor has been described by John as being troubled. And he's going to go there again following this conversation with his disciples when he goes to the garden and weeps and prays. But here in these verses, studying today in chapter 14, verse 1, he says, let not your hearts be troubled. Things are happening all around them, and the disciples know this is building to a head. They have warned Jesus not to come back to Jerusalem, but he has. And now he's hinting at things about dastardly deeds that are going to be done against him. And it's becoming real to them. And yet Jesus wants to comfort them, even in the midst of telling Judas to leave the table and what he's planning on doing to do quickly, and then turning to Peter and say, oh, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. It's immediately after that he turns to the disciples, and maybe he's got Peter still locked in his gaze. But don't be overly concerned. Let not your hearts be troubled. If you'll but trust in all that I have taught you, it's much like a graduation speech, isn't it? Take what you have learned and go out there and conquer the world. The word for trouble is terasso, and it's the same word used repeatedly. It's used some 18 times totally in the scriptures, but John is the gospel who uses it the most because it's the contrast to the peace that comes when we walk in Jesus. It's darkness, it's ignorance, it's the lack of understanding that causes us to furrow our brow and perhaps to question the proper way for us to go. Do you see how clearly Jesus is establishing? Trust me. Trust me. I am what is best for you. The Hebrew writer there said that he opens for us through his sacrifice, through his flesh, propitiation, an opportunity to enter into that way which is exclusive, narrow, and restricted, to come to know the truth which is only found in Jesus Christ and in His Word, the truth that sets us at liberty from darkness and sin and guilt and ignorance, and lay hold of the reward of life, eternal life, salvation opened for us through His flesh. In my Father's house, that's a topic I want to use for this afternoon's lesson. What does that mean? Father's house. There's other ways to interpret that, of course, just using it in a way dissimilar from what Jesus does here. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, that is so rich. Jesus has gone there. He is seated even now on the right hand of the throne of God. He is working in the affairs of men to accomplish His will in all things. We've seen that repeatedly in Acts chapter 17, where Paul told those Greek heathens, he says, "You have your life and breath through Him, and He is the one shaping even the nations, how long they last and the extensions of their boundaries, in hopes that we might seek after Him and find Him, though He is not far from every one of us." He would show us the way to heaven. The blind man sat by the road and he cried. The blind man sat by the road and he cried. The blind man sat by the road and he cried. He cried, "Oh, show me the way. Show me the way. Show me the way. The way to go home." Cry out to Jesus. Ask Him to show you the way, and He will respond. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me."